I have a challenge for you this week that I have been practicing now for some time, which, at least for me, and I think probably for you, has profound consequences. Here's the mindfulness challenge of the week. Each and every encounter that you have with another individual, whether it's on the phone, through an email exchange on the internet, or in person, think to yourself, this person may possibly not be alive tomorrow. Let's be clear, you are certainly not wishing that that will happen. What you are saying is, life is very fragile. You and I well know that we have friends and acquaintances who one day were alive and the next they had died of unexpected consequences in their lives. Automobile accidents, traumas, unexpected illnesses. It happens. It happens to those who are one day old. It happens to those who are 100 years old. Death comes to all living entities, animals, humans, everyone. We don't know when it will come, but it does inevitably come. Recognizing this possibility enriches each and every encounter. How many of you have experienced the following thought sequence? A family member or a treasured friend dies unexpectedly. You are very saddened. You are grieving. Some of your thoughts take the following form. The last time I saw my friend was 3 weeks ago. There were so many things I wish I had told them. I didn't really have time for them then because I was rushing off to another appointment. They wanted to hang out, but I didn't have enough time that day. Oh, how I wish I had had an opportunity once again to have that encounter. I would do it differently. I've had thoughts just like that in my life. That can be cleansed very easily if, in each and every encounter, we become totally and completely present to the other person with the real realization it's possible that they may not be around tomorrow, nor may we be around tomorrow. It enriches the practice of mindful attention to each and every moment, to each and every encounter. It enriches the loveliness of being alive in a body. To summarize, with each and every encounter then, whether it be through the email correspondence, through a telephone conversation, or through a face-to-face conversation and encounter. Before you initiate that encounter, say to yourself, this person may not be alive tomorrow. We never know. And then initiate that encounter. Notice any differences in how you feel about the exchange that ensues. Become aware of how it becomes a richer experience for you and for the other person. Why is that? Because you are totally present to the moment, completely mindful that whatever thoughts and feelings you are experiencing need to be expressed then, for there may not be a tomorrow. Robert Rogers, and this is, of course, Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent day.